The other thing that you really need to be good at is knowing when to use which statistic. We're going to learn four bivariate statistical tests in this part of the class. Two kinds of ANOVA, a thing called chi-square, and a thing called correlation. The one you've probably heard the most often is the correlation. How do we know which one to use? Well, the idea is that we've got two kinds of variables. We've talked about quantitative or numerical variables and qualitative or categorical variables. For right now, that's all you need. You look at your variables, and based on the kinds of variables involved in the analysis, you can pick the right statistical analysis to use. Because there's only three possibilities. If both of the variables are quantitative, if both of the variables are qualitative, and if you've got one of each. All right. So, Pearson's, the full fancy name, is Pearson's product moment correlation, or Pearson's correlation. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there for you to come back and look at, but here's the important part. To determine whether or not there's a linear relationship between two quantitative variables. So if you have two quantitative variables, you're going to pick correlation. Pearson's contingency set table, same Pearson. Determine whether or not there is a pattern of relationship between two qualitative variables. So if you have two qualitative variables, it's going to be Pearson's chi-square. And ANOVA. ANOVA is when you have one qualitative variable, one quantitative variable, and you want to know if there's a mean difference on the quantitative variable between the categories of the qualitative variable. Now notice the language. There's two things you should get out of this. Two quantitative variables is Pearson's, and we're asking about a linear relationship. Two qualitative variables is a Pearson's contingency table, chi-square. And we're looking at a pattern of relationship. Quantitative linear, categorical pattern. And if we have one of each, we're going to use an ANOVA, and we're looking for mean differences. That's the language to focus on. Linear relationships for correlation, patterns of relationship for chi-square, mean differences for ANOVA. There's lots to learn about each of the tests, but right now what I want you to be able to do is tell me which one you would use. Right now, by just focusing on qualitative or quantitative variables. I want to know whether there's a relationship between someone's income and their amount of campaign contributions. Why does that say IQ? Well, it won't for long. Oh, look. Income. Income is quantitative. Contributions is quantitative. What statistical model am I going to use to ask if two quantitative variables are related? I'm going to use Pearson's correlation. I want to know whether gender fluid and gender binary voters make different amounts of political campaign contributions. Gender is qualitative or quantitative? Qualitative. Contributions is qualitative or quantitative? I got one of each. What statistic am I going to use? ANOVA or F-test? There's always like synonyms you have to learn. I want to know whether being Democrat or Republican is related to whether or not a person is likely to make a political contribution. So, registration is qualitative. Now notice, this time political contribution is whether or not they made a contribution. Their likelihood of contributing or not. Operationalized that way, is contribution qualitative or quantitative? Qualitative. Perfect, qualitative. And if we have two qualitative variables, what's that? Pearson's chi-square. Now, I just want to talk about some different ways that things get expressed. There's the relationship expression of hypotheses. I expect there is a relationship between a person's height and their weight. So we still have to look at the variables and decide if they're qualitative or quantitative and what statistic. So height looks quantitative, weight looks quantitative. I'm going to use a Pearson's. I believe we'll find there's a relationship between a person's athletic history, whether or not they played high school sports, and their weight. So whether or not they played high school sports is qualitative. The weight is quantitative. One of each, it's going to be an ANOVA. My hypothesis is that there's a relationship between a person's athletic history and whether or not they currently work out. So athletic history is whether or not they played high school sports and whether or not they currently work out. Two qualitative variables, this is going to be a chi-square. How are we doing? So it doesn't matter how I express it. You got to stop, pick apart each variable, decide if it's operationalized as a qualitative or a quantitative variable, and pick the statistic. A lot of the relationships that we study in behavioral sciences are not perfect relationships. A lot of times, they're not even that strong. Because think about how many different things are causing a behavior. A simple thing like whether or not somebody shows up for class. There's not going to be just one thing causing that. Make sense? And if we have multiple things causing outcomes, then none of them is going to have a particularly strong relationship. That's why we do null hypothesis testing. We don't expect our effects to be huge and powerful and take over the world. The real question is there anything going on there at all? And that's why we do null hypothesis testing. And that's why you will see language like tend to. Not perfect relationships, not one-to-one relationships, but tendencies. I expect that high school athletes tend to be heavier than non-high school athletes. Don't let the language get in the way. I've still got high school athletes and non-athletes and weight. One qualitative, one quantitative. Still our friend ANOVA. My hypothesis is that taller folks also tend to be heavier. Obviously, that doesn't always work. I'm short, too. I've got height and I've got weight. Two quantitative variables, our friend correlation. I expect that folks who currently work out tend to have been high school athletes. Whether or not they work out, whether or not they were high school athletes. Two qualitative variables. And a chi-square. Now here's the one you got to be careful about. If, then more likely. The reason you have to worry about this one and notice this one when it comes by is we're used to using if, then as a causal statement. This isn't if, then. This is the mathematical or statistical version. And it was economists who really brought us this language starting in the 1930s. If, then more likely. It's only hypothesizing an association. It's not saying anything about cause. Not if, then, because this causes that. But if, then more likely, because they're related. If you currently work out, then you are more likely to have been a high school athlete. I still have two qualitative variables. It's still a chi-square. Don't let the language expressing the relationship fool you. Focus on what the variables are. If you are heavier, then you are more likely to be taller. Except me. Two quantitative variables, correlation. If you are lighter, then you are more likely to not have been a high school athlete. Still, one quantitative variable, one qualitative variable, and an F. So, don't jump up. I want to show you something. So, the null hypothesis terms is just focusing on the terms. The statistical decisions, these are both things that you're going to want to do more than once. Because you really need to be fluid with this. This needs to be alphabet level fluidity. Counting to 10 level of fluidity. But things can be fun. Did I show you? I didn't show you the other day. This is supposed to be your first statistics joke. Three people go hunting: a chemist, an architect, and a statistician. There on the hill across the way is a deer. Whitetail. The architect says, "Oh, I get to shoot first." And they take a shot. You can see that it lands off to the side. Hands it to the chemist. The chemist takes a shot. You can see that it lands off to the side. The statistician jumps up and says, "We got him, on average." And we'll talk about lots of examples when averages don't tell the whole story. All right. This should be a better joke. We'll see. Statistical decision errors in morality tales. The shepherd who cried wolf. The null hypothesis is there is no beast eating the flock. Flock's fine. The shepherd who is watching the flock awakens the town one night with cries of the wolf, the wolf. You know this one. The townsfolks arm themselves and run to the flock. No wolf. This is a classic type 1 error, the classic false alarm. The shepherd who is watching the flock awakens the town one night with cries of the wolf, the wolf. The townsfolk go back to bed. After all, the last alarm was a false alarm, but the wolf is eating the flock. This is a miss. While the shepherd dreams of sheep, the wolf eats the flock. Also, a type 2 error. Something happened, shepherd missed it. And the shepherd who is watching the flock awakens the town one night with cries of the wolf, the wolf. The townsfolk arm themselves and run to the flock. No wolf, but a bear is eating the flock. That's a type 3 error. That's it. That's all I got. Fine. Go home. Do your pink things.